This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
chosen to spend some time with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV experience. Don't forget, we're going to give away a laptop a week from tomorrow. So if you want to get details on this laptop, what you are getting, it's an HP laptop from QVC. Get the info by going to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DJV show. Okay, so I sent all of you some pictures of me when I was in college. Did you send them to Instagram?
I am posting them right now.
Oh, really?
We have questions. Yeah. We have a lot of questions.
Really? And the questions would be?
What year is this, first of all?
1965.
Wow. Okay, you are dressed. You are wearing, just to paint the picture, since that's what we do here now.
This is what I wore on my first day as a radio announcer. That outfit.
It's pretty, I mean, these socks with the shorts are really weird.
Yeah,
and the
big slouchy socks with shoes, shorts
they look
that
like
are like a
slippers.
Plaid. The plaid
well,
shorts.
I think it's a plaid short suit.
It's a short suit that I didn't even know that existed, except whenever you see reruns of The Little Rascals. I mean, you are literally dressed like one of the Little Rascals.
I think
you're an adult.
That's accurate.
Yes, I might have been. Yeah.
Where did one buy something like that? I mean, where did you...
I don't even remember, frankly. When I saw that,
did
my
you
friend
make
Ted
it?
Siller found it for me.
Did
and
you make it?
Found the pictures. It was the fall of my second year. And when I sent them, I sent them to Meredith, and she looked at him. She looked at me and said, "Oh, my God."
And she's like, "That explains it. This is why I have to take you clothes shopping."
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
you're a handsome guy. I mean, yeah. I'm looking at that face. I mean, you know, handsome face. It's just the suit without the bottom pant legs. I mean, it's like a short suit.
It is. That's what it is, a short suit. Speaking of being short, in a short time, Dr. Ken will join us with some of the important medical news of the week. Plus, he's going to tell me how to get rid of my horse throat. Meanwhile, this is Mondo Bizarro. Transportation news today. People are buzzing about a plane that circled around the Denver Metro Airport yesterday. And because it wasn't really being tracked properly, there's a great, I think we should post this actually too, ladies, if you want to put it on Facebook. There's a picture from air traffic control of all the planes that are flying over the western United States at the same time being tracked. Look at how many of them are being funneled into LAX, Jennifer, or into the LA corridor. Isn't that
sort of scary when you think you have to fly into that airport and you're not alone?
Right, no. So, anyway, this is the story of Denver 7, which is the people who, the tracking of this, plane identifies Iron 99, Rocky Mountains, Denver metro area. You can track it and see how it flew from the west coast, kind of circled around in a weird way at 32,000 feet. And then just people were watching it fly over. I would not notice. I love to look at the planes as they're traveling over because I'm on the main corridor to Europe. When they take off from JFK, they fly right over where I am. And you can, on a summer night, you can just lay out in the field and count the planes and wonder in a wonderful way, where's that plane going and who's on there? And what are they going to do when they get there?
You know, with your smartphone, I know you're getting involved with your smartphone.
Yeah.
But you can actually ask Siri what plane's above you. So it'll tell you what flight number it is, it'll tell you where it's going and what
that's cool.
Expected to
that.
Arrive. Yeah, it's kind of fun. I actually will sometimes, when I used to have time before I would take a nap, I'd sit in bed and I'd ask Siri who was flying overhead.
Really?
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So anyway, what was the conclusion of this? When the plane identified as Iron 99, It was a, it's not a, a public transport. And then I think you said, Jennifer, that it had to do with perhaps a military exercise.
Well, speculation, right.
But you, but how, I mean, in this circumstance, you can't tell at that height whether it's a commercial plane or whether it's a plane that's a government plane. But, I mean, you see these things in the sky all the time. What separated this out? What was it that made people curious? Was it the pattern? People watched the plane flying around in circles? And who could see it at 32,000 feet?
Well, I think people seeing a plane up there was what caused it to begin with, because it wasn't one of those areas where you normally see them. So
yeah. Anyway, but is there any answer to the question, what was the plane?
Well, the article says military, but really?
Yeah.
Aliens.
Well, that's it. Yep. Getting ready to go to Mars. Also in transportation news today, a couple of officials say the engineer of that commuter train that slammed into the Hoboken station at 20 miles an hour, one was killed, and I remember that a couple of,
yeah.
I think it was a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
It turns out the conductor, the engineer, was had sleep apnea.
Uh-oh.
And that may have been the cause. Investigation.
Was he sleeping, or was he just tired because of his sleep apnea?
Well, that's what I don't understand, what sleep apnea would do to make you crash a train.
Because he should be awake.
Yeah.
I thought sleep apnea was when you're snoring and then you kind of stop breathing for a second.
Yeah.
But you're already asleep, right?
And it can cause you to be very tired during the day and nap off.
Okay.
You can nod off into a nap. And that could have been. The guy doesn't have any memory of the crash at all. He remembers waking up on the floor. So that means he could have fallen asleep, and then bingo, and the next thing you know, you're on the floor and the train's crashed. So that'd be pretty interesting. We ought to ask Dr. Ken about that, sleep apnea, and how that could work. All right, we'll do that in a moment. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, up next here.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join. Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
15 past the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, chief cardiologist at Lake Cardiology in suburban Orlando, is here with his overview of some of the hot news. I was talking about this train, the conductor of the train that had sleep apnea, what that is and why it would cause him to maybe just go to sleep on the job Because you're not getting enough sleep at night. Could that happen?
Absolutely. Sleep apnea is when you just suddenly stop breathing and you wake up suddenly gasping for air. It makes a very characteristic sound. If you've ever heard it, sometimes people do have associated snoring, but they can or cannot. It occurs in men, but also in women. It's a very common problem, and it has a lot of issues besides high blood pressure. You can have obesity, you can have coronary issues, you can have rhythm problems of the heart, but you also do have fatigue. And these folks, even on a day when they'll tell you, or a night when they've slept for many hours, they still awaken tired. And if you have severe untreated sleep apnea, good chances are you're going to have heart disease. You're going to also be tired a lot. So he may have fell asleep. He may have had a rhythm problem. A number of things. He could have had a heart attack.
Well, one of the things that also goes with this is a lot of people think it's only in heavy people. But I know my lawyer, for example, has it, and he's
not
heavy at all.
Characteristically, it's in severely obese people, typically the textbook case, but it's not slim. I have a number of slim women who have this, and it's an amazingly common problem. If you wake up tired time and time again, or you have high blood pressure and they can't figure out why it's high, think about sleep apnea.
So the engineer on this train may have had it, and that does make sense. It could have caused him to just fall asleep.
Fall asleep, absolutely.
Yep. Right. Speaking of sleeping, trouble sleeping is tied to a higher risk for irregular heartbeat. You've got that story as your research, one of your research items.
American Heart Association, again, meeting. It's November this year in New Orleans this week, and a number of important breakthroughs released this week on the heart. One of them is that it's known that poor sleep is connected with heart disease risk factors such as high blood pressure, obesity, and stroke. Doug, but the news this week is that poor quality sleep and not enough sleep can both increase the risk of developing atrial fibrillation. That's a potentially dangerous irregular heartbeat that can increase the risk for clotting and strokes.
All right. So let's stay with the heart theme for a second, because you did say the annual meeting is going on right now. One of the papers focuses on having a healthy lifestyle and how important that is to overcome what otherwise might be a death sentence if you have hereditary heart problems.
I like this. And this was published also this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. If your parent or sibling died young from cardiovascular disease, the good news this week is that there are ways you can counter any genetic predisposition to the illness, Doug. People can minimize an inherited risk for heart attack by living right. That's exercising, eating healthy, staying slim, and quitting smoking. But the opposite also is true. People born with a genetic advantage protecting them against heart disease can ruin their good luck through unhealthy lifestyle choices. The requirements to have a good lifestyle in this study were not rigorous. The person had to not smoke, not be obese, get physical activity just one day a week, and regularly meet at least half of the American Heart Association's recommendations for healthy diets. That's not too bad of a lifestyle. 80% of heart disease is preventable with lifestyle changes.
Speaking of preventable, the use of super beets would prevent a lot of problems because of the impact that it has on your blood pressure, right?
Well, we know this from Nobel Prize winning research that we all need to continuously make nitric oxide. It's the third gas in the body behind oxygen and carbon dioxide. Red blood cells, they carry oxygen throughout the body. You know that from high school biology, but you may not yet have learned that the red blood cell also needs to first release nitric oxide so that the blood vessels throughout the body from head to toe open up. It's like the garage door for the circulation. If you don't continuously remake the nitric oxide, your whole body will not function properly.
All right. So if you're interested in finding out how to improve your circulation and your heart health right now, today, call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice and use Super Beats. Super Beats, the way to support healthy blood flow and keep all of the things that feed your heart and the blood pressure issues where they're supposed to be. Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Order them now and get a free 30-day supply. 800-655-4183.
Hope Your Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
As 2016 winds down, LegalZoom asks, did you accomplish everything you set out to do this year? There's still time. Say you'd like to finally start that dream business, but don't know whether to incorporate or form an LLC. Maybe you're ready to plan for your family's future, but aren't sure whether a last will or a living trust is right for you. That's where LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys available in 48 states can help. Without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Musically, each hour finds us focusing on music, music-related stories during this portion of the program. And so, on Monday, we have new music that we focus on. Thursdays, we take a few minutes to go back to a group of popular songs from this week in history, musical history, made during this week in 1987. Top five songs included number five, Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth. It's a good pop song.
So good. She's on tour with the Go-Go's again, and she is, I mean, she was always really pretty, but she is beautiful. She has not aged.
Cool. I know that.
Well, a lot of guys have crushes on Belinda Carlisle back in the day, so.
There you go. All right, let's move to Stevie Nicks, Mick Fleetwood, and those who are importantly a part of a group that's a very significant player in American musical history, pop music. Fleetwood Mac, number four from this week in 1987, is Little Lies.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Who does that?
Although I'm not making sense,
it's funny, I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan, but this song is so 80s. It's like the only real 80s sound that they ever had.
No more broken hearts.
Belinda Carlisle actor make you think of as an actress. As an actress, she looks a lot like her.
Are we going to play this game?
Here we go again.
No, probably.
You know, she kind of looks a little like Priscilla Presley.
Yeah,
before Priscilla messed up her face.
Very good, yeah.
All right, guys, we can move on now. We feel good about it.
Number three this week belongs to Bill Medley without the Righteous Bros. Jennifer Warnes is his partner in this song. I've Had the Time of My Life, number three this week, 1987.
This guy was in the Righteous Brothers?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep. And I owe it all to you.
I hate this song. I love it. Are you kidding? I'm just getting all misty-eyed. Getting ready to think about Baby jumping up and flying over the crowd.
I think it's because I can't stand that movie.
Here we go.
Really?
Oh, bite your tongue.
I hate that movie.
Really?
God, when is it not realistic to give someone an abortion at a Jewish gateway camp?
In the Catskills.
Serious stuff.
All right, so the Righteous Brothers were Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. Called
they
were
actually
Soul.
Brothers? Okay.
No, but they had started 64 with You've Lost That Love and Feeling, and then they went to bananas. Did very well. I stayed in a hotel room in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where Bill Medley died from a drug overdose a week before I had been there.
Was that? In the 90s? Because this is 87 and he was still going strong.
Yeah.
Did he know you were coming?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I feel like it was a week before I got there.
I forget. He didn't know I was coming. I forgot what year it was. I'll figure it out. All right, we listened to number two for this week, 1987, Billy Idol's remake of the Tommy James song, said he and Doug, Tommy James' Money Money, which was inspired by Tommy James looking out the window of his hotel and seeing a billboard for Mutual of New York. If you didn't know, that's where this came from. Yes.
Nice.
Tiffany, number one this week, but I think we're alone now, 1987.
Now we're talking.
Yep. Another good song. Good fun music, at least. 28 after the hour.
If you don't know the difference between torque and horsepower, and there is a difference, then stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
It's a common misconception that horsepower is a measure of an engine's muscle. Successful Farming's engine man, Ray Bohack, says nope, that's torque.
So torque actually does the work. We buy torque, we drive torque, we feel torque going down the road, we feel torque in the field, when we're harvesting, we're running a combine, that's torque that's doing the work. But we put the metric of horsepower on it as a qualifier, and that's not 100% accurate.
Bohack says we tend to buy more horsepower than we need for the job. He also says that a diesel engine in a pickup is seldom necessary for how you'll be using the truck. And he adds the gas engine package is also about $8,000 cheaper. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Rejoining the conversation with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. The following item or two is completely sent your way for your consideration only. We're trying to post. We found a couple of pictures of me in college wearing a very interesting uniform.
Very dapper.
You can't get it to Facebook.
No, it is. It's there now. Yep, it's good. Yep, okay. It's good. Right. Throwback Thursday. Yeah.
See what people are laughing about. If you want to check that out.
Royal Babies and the Little Rascals are the only two people who share Doug's outfit.
Nice.
Right?
Right. So Meredith says my voice doesn't sound
that
bad.
He does need a hat with a little pinwheel on it. Yeah.
Meredith says my voice doesn't sound that bad. Does it sound?
No, it's bothering you more than it's bothering anybody else.
All right, good. I'll be quiet about it then.
No, okay. Don't be insecure. You're good to go.
I'm not insecure. Are you kidding?
I'm not insecure.
I'm not insecure.
It sounds like you just smoked a pack.
Hey, Doug, you feeling okay? Your voice sounds real funny.
The Cy Young Awards announced last night, honoring the best pitcher, both the American League and the National League. In the National League, finalists were John Lester of the Cubbies, Kyle Hendricks of the Cubs, as well as Max Scherzer of the Nationals. The winner, please, may I have the envelope, please?
That's enough.
Drum roll. The winner is Max Scherzer of the Nationals. All right, let's try the other side. The American League finalists were Rick Porcello of the Red Sox, Corey Kluber of the Indians, Justin Verlander. Is that his
Verlander.
Name?
Verlander.
Verlander, him too, of the Detroit Tigers. All right, may I have the envelope, please?
Da-da-da-da-da.
Winner is Rick Porcello, who has
sounds
a nice
like a
mushroom
dish,
named
doesn't
after
it?
Him.
Yeah. Yes. I'd like a good Porcello, if you don't mind.
All right, Tampa Bay's
pretty big upset for the...
Why?
Well, because the Cleveland Indians, you know, I mean, they made it into the World Series. You would think that Corey Kluber would, or Kluber. Is it Kluber, Jen?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Corey. I don't even know her.
You would think that the Indians would have won that one, but
I'm a little concerned about the Cubs. I was chatting with my friend, get ready to trip over a name here, my friend Fred Dreyer, you know, former Ram, former Giant. Yeah, you know him. Two safeties in one game, star of Hunter.
Yeah.
So we were chatting about Dave Roberts being named Manager of the Year in the National League. Dave Roberts is the manager of the Dodgers. And he and I both were going, wait a second. The Cubs had this amazing season. And as much as we love the Dodgers, don't get me wrong, don't you think the Cubs should be getting some of this recognition? I mean, they didn't get Rookie of the Year. They didn't get the Cy Young winner. They didn't get Manager of the Year. What the heck? The Cubs had the best season ever, and they overcame all the odds to win the World Series. What the heck is with that?
Well, a lot of people had some controversy online with this yesterday because I watched the announcement last night, and a lot of people don't like the system. It's sort of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's voted on by sports
writers. By the American electorate. Rigged.
Yeah. I mean, it's voted by sports writers, so it's kind of like a write-in situation. So it seems like it's a flawed system, especially, well, if you ask Justin Verlander's fiance, Kate Upton.
she went
on a Twitter tirade.
A little specific when it came to one aspect of their relationship,
yes.
I believe.
Yes,
well.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, you can look that up on Twitter if you want, but she was not happy.
We don't do that here. Yeah. All right, Tampa Bay's Mike Evans got into a hot seat. He's calling off his protest, apologizing to the people he offended. He sat down, another one of these guys, during the national anthem at the game this past weekend. He was upset that Donald Trump won. Really? But... he didn't do so well. Remember, he's from Tampa. You have to have a shortage of brain power to think you're not going to get it in the neck from that group. He says he didn't vote in the election, so he doesn't have any standing anyway. But the backlash, wow. He got a lot of heat from military because Tampa's a big military base. A lot of people that were fans of the team offended by his actions. He said, quote, I have a very strong emotion regarding some of the issues that exist in our society today. I chose to sit as an expression of my frustration toward the election. It was personal for me as it was for a lot of Americans. With that being said, I will not sit again during the national anthem because I want to focus my efforts on finding more effective ways to communicate my message and bring about change by supporting certain organizations and movements that fight for equal rights for minorities. Okay. So I don't know.
I'm happy he apologized.
Shall I take it that this guy's black? Is Mike Evans black?
I don't think he is.
That'd be interesting. Have we seen any other white sports? Anybody involved in sports that's white sitting out because they don't like what's going on?
I have seen people in sports that are white.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, yes, he's a black guy.
Oh, he is. Okay.
All right. So, another one, but he learned. Now, so how come all that heat hasn't been directed at Copernicus?
Why? Or Kaepernick.
It's San Francisco, though, right? So there's the difference right there.
I don't know. Could be.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, Tampa versus San Francisco? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, also, I'm sure he got a lot more flack in Tampa than Kaepernick's getting. But
that's what I'm saying.
I'd also say, like, Colin Kaepernick was also doing this. Well, I think he was doing it to save his career, and it worked. But he was doing this to talk about, like, the Black Lives Matter movement. He was doing this about racism. And Mike Evans was actually protesting Donald Trump winning the presidency. So
you don't think they're one and the same?
You can't protest the presidency and not vote. You know, you're always going to get
a lot
of flack for that. I know.
I'm so sick of the non-voters.
Exactly. You have no standing. You don't vote, get lost.
Right.
That's the best. So we just, all right.
I mean, I'm happy he apologized, and I think he did mention something about how he has so much respect for the military, and he doesn't, want to seem disrespectful and blah, blah, blah. But
Of course he doesn't. He is, though.
Yeah, too late.
So, it's a little late for that. All right. So we're focusing a lot this week and next week on holiday traveling and entertaining. In a moment, Amy Goodman is going to join us. She is somebody that you hear from. She's been on this program a number of times, talking about all things entertaining. So we'll be entertained by Amy, who's going to talk to us about entertaining. And maybe I'll, if I'm of a mind, give my voice a rest and let Jennifer and Victoria handle the main conversation. Amy Goodman up next here.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The holidays have arrived. And gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. About 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com for coupon and details.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a 2-in-1, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now. Amy Goodman is here with us. She's somebody who has a lot of, when it comes to her attitude of covering whatever she's talking about, she's a no-nonsense person, and she talks about everything from yoga to traveling. So let's get into holiday entertaining, the latest. Are we going to approach things differently this year, Amy? That'd be where I'd start, and I'm going to let the ladies jump in here as well. Is it different this year for any reason than what we've experience before, or should we expect more of the same when it comes to entertaining and some of the issues that go with that?
Well, doesn't it feel like everybody's ready for the holidays? Because it's been kind of a tumultuous and exciting political journey we've been on all summer long. And, even in the stores right now, it feels like the holidays are ready to begin. I think people are ready to delve in, spend time with their families. We're ready for it. I know that I'm ready. I feel like I was, ready to buy my tree. No matter what you celebrate, I felt like I was ready to buy my tree like last week. So, so hopefully people are ready and excited to kind of delve into this. And that includes inviting people into your home and getting your party things all ready. So I think people are kind of excited this year.
I know I am. I'm ready, actually. And Amy, this is where I need your help, because I do multiple holiday parties and Hollywood parties too sometimes, because I do like an ornament exchange party for one group of friends. I do Christmas Eve. I host that for my friends and family. I'll have a few other small dinners just to celebrate, and I kind of get tapped for ideas after a while. So what are some of the tips for people that are doing multiple events during the holiday season?
Well, let's talk about ways we can make it easier for you.
I love that.
Ideas of kind of how to mix it up in a fresh way. So one thing that's very new and a very popular thing, I think everything is a little bit better with cheese. People love cheese, and when you add it to appetizers and entrees, I could not agree more. So there's a new product from Simply Artisan Reserve, Simple Seasons. It's the first of its kind. It's a shakeable, soft cheese. Now you put it out in a jar. It's a beautiful packaging. It has an easy to use lid where you can either shake it, shake out the sprinkles, or you can actually spoon it out so that you can put out just the right amount, a little or a lot, depending on how much of a cheese lover you are. It is award-winning, really handcrafted cheeses that we're talking about. So this is going to make everything more delicious. You just put it out on your party table alongside the salt and the pepper, and everyone will be that much happier across their soups and their salads and their appetizers or their entrees, whatever literally you're serving. It can work with everything. I say just shake it on, right?
That sounds delicious on mashed potatoes, too.
Mm. Oh, how delicious. And I just wanted to, of course, remind you, because it is a soft cheese product, you're going to find this in the refrigerated section of your grocer. Now, you said you throw a lot of different parties and you tap yourself out. You want to switch things up differently every time. So one idea is to really work on, if you're going to do like a buffet maybe for one thing, and maybe just a dessert and after evening's party for another. So maybe for one more full-fledged party, you're going to do the full kind of buffet. I like the idea of buffet because you do a lot of work on the front end as a host. But then on the other end of it, you get to enjoy socializing with your guests, and they can serve themselves. And part of that really is the presentation. You want it to look fabulous. So I'm from Gourmia. We have their spiralizer. And this, of course, is all about presentation. It's super easy. You press a button. It's electronic. It spiralizes your veggies. It's all enclosed. So it's really going to have that safety factor for you as the cook. It also comes with this large prep bowl. It's going to catch all your spiralizations as they're going on. And here's the bottom line. Fun-shaped veggies, kids are going to eat them. Healthy pasta alternative, a lighter end for the holiday. People are worried sometimes about weight gain. You're going to incorporate more veggies in your cooking. And lastly, beautiful garnishes. People are going to think that you're going to have your parties catered. Oh, no, you did it yourself. It's DIY. It's fabulous.
All right, so that's $39.99.
Yeah.
Amy,
great.
Give us the lowdown on drinks. We've got just a few seconds here. What about drinks?
Beverage bar, do it with a Keurig. We have the Keurig K55 in front of me. Put out the Keurig, have people help themselves to their favorite coffees and cocos and teas. And everybody's always saying, well, what can I do to help? Have them help themselves. This unit is $119.99. You can get it off their website at Keurig.com and pair it with their new coffee subscription program and even gift that to somebody. And last but not least, for the little ones at a kiddie table, Capri Sun pouches. Mm-hmm. Use these as place setting markers and put their names on them. They have a wide variety of beverages to choose from and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives to worry about.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Tony Bennett from Goodfellas. So it's going to be a good reason for playing this. I'll give it over to Chuck Curry, our movie man, who will explain what we're focused on here, Chucker.
Martin Scorsese's birthday, Doug, 74 years old, still going strong.
Oh, yeah, right.
Isn't it weird that Martin Scorsese and Harrison Ford are the same age?
Yeah, isn't it cool?
That's very interesting.
Weird, right?
Yeah, good stuff. But I don't think they would ever, they aren't the type that would work together, right? You wouldn't imagine Harrison Ford.
I don't believe they ever did a film together, no.
Martin Scorsese.
You know, it's also the birthday of two other prominent celebrities. Rachel McAdams turns 38 years old today.
Yep.
Her of the Notebook fame, I'm a big fan. And Danny DeVito turned 72 today also.
Rachel McAdams, isn't she the female lead in Doctor Strange?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. All right. So, and she's good. We, a lot of times people come.
I got a question about Rachel McAdams because it's interesting. When I first saw her in The Notebook, I thought immediately she would be the next Julia Roberts. And in some ways, she's had a very good career. But if you held up a picture of Rachel McAdams to 10 people, how many would know her name?
They'd confuse her with Rachel Weisz or Amy Adams.
I think everybody would say, boy, I know who she is, because she's probably done about 40 films at least in the last 10 years and a lot of high profile, but would they know her name like they know Julia Roberts' name? I'm going to say...
Probably not.
I'm going to say four people out of 10 would know her name to the picture.
Yeah, I think you're
right.
Yep, sounds about right. Chuck Curry is here with Movie News in just a matter of moments.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the...
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
All right, Chugger, I thought you'd be interested in the tributes being paid to Rocky on his 40th anniversary by some of the Philadelphia 76ers. They tried, just for the heck of it, Kara, play just a few of these players trying to deliver some of the famous lines from the Rocky movies.
Yo, Adrian! Cut me, Mick. Cut me.
I'm a fighter, not a farmer.
You want to eat lightning and crack thunder.
Line's probably better delivered by those who are starring in the. But it is interesting.
That's pretty good. No doubt, Rocky, one of the most iconic pop culture characters in the history of pop culture. I was going to say movies, but just pop culture in general. Culture.
Right. Incredible. All right. What else in the news?
Good news for Warner Brothers. Fantastic Beasts, the Harry Potter spinoff film, Fantastic Beasts, and Where to Find Them. 90% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. That should translate into a solid opening weekend. Hits theaters tonight. David Yates, the director, has agreed to direct the remaining five entries in this new Potter spinoff series. That's a pretty good retirement fund for that guy, I'd say. Some movies of interest opening from now to the end of the year. Manchester by the Sea, a movie with Casey Affleck and Michelle Williams, getting great reviews and Oscar buzz. A lot of people think Casey Affleck is the front runner for the Oscar for Best Actor. It goes limited in about a week, but it will open wider in December. You have an interest in that one, Doug? I do. I think it's a Tri-Life trailer.
Yeah, he's in Ben's brother. Nobody thought he would come out of the shadow of his brother, but he has done quite well.
I must say, Rules Don't Apply, which opens on November 23rd with Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty, who plays Howard Hughes and has not been seen for quite some time in film, he looks really good.
Yeah.
He
looks really good. It's like a fun kind of a film, too.
La La Land opens limited on December 9th with Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. I think that's going to be a sleeper hit. Rogue One opens December 16th. No reason to say anything more. Star Wars. But I am looking forward to Patriot Day, which opens on December 21st.
Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
Yeah.
And also Passengers looks good with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt December 21st also. I think that's going to be a big hit.
Yeah. All right. Here's the word. You heard it from the man. Chuck.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.